This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
To increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and all good deeds. يروي الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم كل في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight, collection of both Imam Bukhari and Muslim narrated by Abu Huraira. And this is the final hadith that I'll be talking about, the concept of istiqama, or incorruptibility, or anti-corruption. I'll start a new theme, inshallah, next week. And this is a very known hadith. It doesn't use the word istiqama in it, but the concept is implied very clearly. It's a very famous hadith, and it's important that if you don't know it, it's not long, so you should be able to memorize it. And what he says, alayhi salam, is the following. قَالَ تَجِدُونَ النَّاسَ مَعَادٍ خيارهم في الجاهلية خيارهم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا. So the first part of the hadith, he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, you'll find people to have natures, to have ma'adan. Ma'adan is a metal. So when he says ma'adan, you'll find people to be ma'adan. You find people to have specific innate natures, meaning they're what they're made of. We use this in English as well. What are you made of? And is it gold or some other useless? Is it tin? But they use this type of this concept is used almost cross culturally in general, and Islam and the Arabs use the same. And the Prophet ﷺ, that's what he meant in his that people have innate natures. خيارهم في الجاهلية, the best of them during the time of Jahiliyyah. خيارهم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا, will be the best people in Islam if they learn, if they educate themselves and understand the Deen. Because if they're naturally have good ethics, if they're good people in general, I mean they figured out the ethical code, they figured out how to be, for example, righteous, or just, or mustaqim, for example. If they figured that piece out, they figured out these basic core values, then if they accept Islam, it'll only make them better. They'll become, which is, we know that. We know that, Islamically, when we look at the Sahaba, we know for sure that the people who were excellent during Jahiliyyah, those who accepted Islam amongst them were way ahead. Even if they accepted late, even if they came in a decade late, they would still make it ahead because of the fact that they had those innate good natures, good qualities. تَجِدُونَ النَّاسَ مَعَادٍ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقُهُمْ وَتَجِدُونَ خَيْرَ النَّاسِ فِي هَذَا شَأْنِ أَشَدَّهُمْ لَهُ كَرَاهِيَةٌ. And you'll find the best of the people, with best Muslims, that in carrying, فِي هَذَا شَأْنِ, what he means in carrying the deen and da'wah, are the ones who hated it the most initially. أَشَدَّهُمْ لَهُ كَرَاهِيَةٌ. You say, well, what was that? Because you think about this, it makes no sense. No, it makes a lot of sense, actually. It makes a lot of sense because the person who didn't like it up front was committed enough to make it clear they didn't like it. They were committed enough to theology. They were committed enough to ideology. They were committed enough to the seriousness of religion that they were willing to openly be against it. So when they accept Islam, they're willing to openly be with it. They're not indifferent. They're not that gray group of people. Forgive me, that useless group of people. That completely useless demographic within society. That aren't too with it to do anything khair or too against it to do anything bad. Just the indifferent people who are just floating around with not really adding to any group. They don't add to this side, they don't add to that side. There's nothing, they're just not. No, the Prophet ﷺ saw the value in someone being openly against Islam, because if they're openly against, that means they have conviction, they have belief. If they find the light in La ilaha illallah, they will switch. they'll commit to that which now they believe is correct. Some people, you don't hear their voices when they're not Muslim. You don't hear their voices if they are Muslim. You don't hear their voices in general because they just don't care enough. This is the important piece. The Prophet didn't see the opposite of commitment of Islam to be kufr. He saw it to be ghafla, to be indifference. That's the opposite piece. That's where you lose it all. It's those who just don't care. Because a kafir at least cares. Maybe you can reach them. Even on the combat battleground. Sometimes on the battleground you can reach them. And they'll switch on the battleground and they'll change and they'll see the light and they'll turn around. People who don't care, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can say, there's nothing you can offer that will make them see, because they're not looking. They're not looking. To see, they have to look, they're not looking at all. وَتَجِدُونَ شَرَّ النَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. And you will find the worst people within this whole issue of Islam. ذَلْوَجْهَيْن يَأْتِي هَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهِ. The person who is two-faced. They come to this group with a face and another group with a face. The ones who lack integrity. The people who lack istiqama. They don't have integrity. They don't have commitment to anything. They'll just go with the flow. Whatever the moment dictates, that's what they'll be. Whatever is cool or popular at the moment, that's what they'll do. whatever suits the people that they're in contact with, and that's what they'll sing. That's the song they'll sing. They'll dance the dance. Just tell me what the rhythm is. Give me the beat and I'll dance for you. It doesn't make a difference. Sharran nas, the worst people for this deen. Dhal wajhain, the person who has no integrity, has no istiqamah. There's no path they're walking on. So just, what is it that you need? What's popular now? What's cool now? That's what we'll do. What is it cool to be a part of today? Then that's what we'll talk about and that's what we'll belong to. That's useless. That's useless. when you're not principled, there's no point. Islam is only useful to people who see it as a principled social movement of reform. If you don't see it like that and are willing to take the principles and live by them, regardless of what's happening around you, what's going on in the world, then there's really not much. They'll be Muslim. The Prophet didn't say that they're not Muslim. The ones who are the least helpful, the people who cause the most problems, then would change. The person who's just two-faced. Put on whatever face is needed at the moment in front of others. And that's what istiqamah is not. That's the beauty of understanding istiqamah, to be principled is one way to, I want to kind of end this series with another way of looking at it. It can be incorruptibility, but it's also to be principled. That this is how you make your decisions. You're not swayed, you don't compromise, you're not tempted by, you're not pressured. You know what's correct, you know what isn't, and you walk that path. And you pay the price for it. But you walk away always knowing that you were mustaqim and you had integrity. And that is the most valuable thing you'll ever carry. And that will allow you to sleep at night, allow you to wake up in the morning feeling that you have value, allows you to continue to live your life. Wallahi, the moment you compromise, something changes inside of you. Something changes. It's like a poison that runs right through you. It takes a while for you to get rid of it later on if you decide to get rid of it. Because it takes away your ability to have that principled approach almost in everything. That's why you teach kids not to cheat in the small exam, because if they start cheating in those small exams, it's only a matter of time before they're given some degree of authority, you can't divide this. It's undividable. You're either principled in general or you're not. Either istiqama is for everything. There's no istiqama and then over here I can be a little bit. No, it has to be something that you live by. And I find this hadith to be beautiful and it explains that piece, and I hope you found it to be beneficial. يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كلهم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تجدون الناس معاد خيارهم في الجاهلية خيارهم في الإسلام إذا فقه وتجدون خير الناس في هذا الشأن أشدهم له كراهية وتجدون شر الناس في هذا الشأن ذا الوجهين يأتي هؤلاء بوجه وهؤلاء بوجه صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم.